Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Bible Verses and Prayers for Our Lives. I am your host, Patrick Odom, and I am again with my beautiful daughter, Journey Odom. Journey, how are you doing today?
Good.
Good, good. What did you do today?
I went inside Walmart with my grandma and spent hours looking for different things.
Did you have fun?
No.
All right. But did you spend some quality time with grandma?
Yes.
Yes, that's always good. Spending quality time with family. And this is one of the reasons why we decided to share some of the quality time that we spent together with you on this podcast, with the prayers and hopes that you'll be able to sit down and discuss some of these scriptures and the concepts behind the scripture with your family. And today we are going to be in the New Testament and the book of 1 Peter, chapter 5, verse 7 is going to be our focal point. And Journey, could you read it for us?
Mm-hmm. Give all your worries to him because he cares for you.
Give all your worries to him because he cares for you. 1 Peter 5 and verse 7. So, just looking at that scripture in itself, I mean, what do you think, Journey?
I think it's pretty straightforward, but it's basically saying to, like, give away all your worries or concerns or stress or anything you have because he cares for you and he loves you and stuff.
Amen. Because he cares for you and he loves you. So he doesn't want us walking around anxious. He doesn't want us to walk around in any other way that we're caring about things that we really can't control. Did you know that this part of scripture actually goes a lot deeper, and Peter is talking to those who are in leadership positions, and he's also talking to those who are following those leaders. So this is a very, very important part of the Bible, because we can get some foundation on how we're supposed to lead and how we are supposed to follow. So Journey, can you do me a favor? Can you stay right there in 1 Peter chapter 5? But I would like for you to start in verse 5. Can you do that?
Mm-hmm. To where?
Verse 5 to 7. Mm-hmm.
Okay. In the same way, younger men should be willing to be under older women. And all of you should be very humble with each other. God is against the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. So, be humble under God's powerful hand, then he will lift you up, and when the right time comes, give all your worries to him because he cares for you.
Amen. So now that gives us a lot more context on what Peter is talking about as far as worrying. He wants to make sure, and I believe here it says for the younger men to be willing to be under older men, right? Mm-hmm. So again, and we're going to make sure that we, and I said that because I think you said younger men, older women, but I know what you mean.
Oh, yeah.
I want to make sure for context that as we're reading out of the International Children's Bible. So if you're reading along with us, you know that we're taking a look at it, and we're right there with you. So I want to discuss this because I think leadership and followership is very important. And I think that it's important that we learn at a young age how to properly follow and how to properly lead. Because I believe that God has called us all to be leaders in some type of way in his kingdom. So stay tuned. We're excited to have you here, and we will see you on the other side. Welcome back. I am here with Journey Odom, and we are discussing 1 Peter 5 and 7, where it tells us to give all your worries to God. And we were just, before we left, we were speaking on how this passage of scripture is really focusing on leadership, and it's focusing on followership in the kingdom of God. And 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 3, I'm going to read out of the English Standard Version. It says, it's telling us to not be domineering over those who you're in charge, but being examples to the flock. So if we're not to be domineering, but we're to be examples, that goes back to leading by example and not just leading as a ruler, as I believe it says in the International Children's Bible. And then it goes on and it talks about followership where it's telling the younger people to be okay by being under the older men. So what do you think about that as far as leadership and followership, Journey, and what the scripture is telling us?
I think it's explaining like the main thing about leaders and followers, and it's saying that leaders like teach the people that really they're like on a different like kind of rank or like level, so they teach them the followers, and then the followers are still leaders in their own way, but they're just following a leader. And then, but they're also talking about how the leader that's following the followers shouldn't act like God or act like they're the main leader, because God is the main leader and he's the main person.
Wow, that is good stuff, Journey. And if we look here in verse 5, I understand exactly what you're saying. As I read it, it says, Likewise, you who are younger, be subject to the elders. Clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility towards one another. For God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. And when I see that word humility, and it's talking to everyone, it's talking about the follower, it's talking about the leader, we're all humbling ourselves under who?
God.
Under God. And if we humble ourselves under God, then in context to where 1 Peter 5 and 7 is talking about, then we don't have to worry about the issues of leadership or the issues of followership, because we are leading, we are walking in the way that God would have us to either lead in his flock or either follow in his flock. So I believe that that's very, very important. Real quick before we go to our next break, Journey, have you ever had a situation to where you had to follow and practice humility in following someone?
Humility?
Mm-hmm.
I have to follow the teacher. So I can that's the main thing I really have to follow.
Okay. All right. And how do you follow your teachers in humility?
I don't follow them in humility.
Oh, you don't?
What do you mean in humility though?
So humility and being humble, taking your outlook on things, if you don't totally agree with something, or putting what they're trying to teach you and how they're trying to teach you ahead of the way you feel like something should be going.
Oh, I get it. You guys.
Oh, so it's not the teachers now, it's your parents. Okay, I'm eager.
Yeah, because I know the teachers, they're teaching us about like math, science, stuff. Oh, but with history sometimes. Because okay. I know it's not true when they're like teaching.
Okay, we're back, and I'm just going to jump right into this one, because Journey and I was talking about humility, and the question was asked of, has she ever had to follow in humility, and can she give us an example? And she started talking about her teachers, but then she asked for the good definition for humility, and then she changed it up and said, oh, you guys, as far as her mother and I. So I would like to hear, how do you feel like you have to follow in humility with your parents?
Not now, but I used to feel like. So I used to feel like you guys were just being strict. Mm-hmm. And I would be like, no, you guys don't even know. And you know. But now I know the background stuff of it. And I've seen it and stuff, the background of stuff that you guys try and keep us from. And I understand that it's better, even though you guys are putting your rules and your stuff above what I say I would do, even if I was being safe on whatever I wanted to do. But when I realized the back part and the background, then now I realized why you guys kept that from us.
That makes sense. That makes sense, and I understand what you're saying. So even with us as parents, we have to make sure as leaders of our household that we're not leading in a ruling or domineering way, but we're still leading in humility, and we can give you context and explain why we're doing what we're doing and do exactly what we're doing right now with this, and showing you in the Word of God why and how we should live the way we're trying to teach you and your siblings how to live. So that makes sense. So you see that the leaders of the flock in this household would be your mom and I, and mm-hmm. then it's important for you and your brother and your sister to be like the young men that the Bible is talking about, and to listen and obey and fall under us, but we're all supposed to do it with humility. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And if we do that, then we could give all of our worries about parenting. We could give all of our worries about being a good son, about being a good daughter, about being a good student, about being all of those things. We could give it all to him, and he's going to lead us and guide us and take care of us. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a deal that's what we're going to do in this household?
Mm-hmm.
Or that's what we're going to try to continue to do in this household?
Yeah, try to continue.
All right. Amen.
And well, what I was saying about the teachers is that stuff like, you know, when we were talking about why you had to put up the quiet sign, or you had to go on your knee like the prisoners and stuff at our school. Stuff like that, like those rules, or else you get sent, or they call your parents or stuff saying, or you'd have, or get in trouble, lose a dojo point or something. Stuff like that is what I was talking about, where you have to put those rules ahead if you don't want to get in trouble and stuff.
Got it. It's like being in the world but not of the world. As you see certain things that you don't necessarily agree with, however, you're in a position to where you have to fall under the law of the land, as long as it's not anything that's going against your faith, or it's going to be dangerous to you, or illegal, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I get it. I understand. Well, that's very good, Journey. I really get it, and I appreciate that. All right. Well, thank you for spending time with us today. We are going to pray out, and we just pray that you continue to be blessed in the Lord as you go along on your day. All right, I would like to thank you for another wonderful session, Journey, and like to ask you to pray us out. If you can pray for all of those who are in leadership positions, all of us who are following those leaders, that we can walk in humility, that we can walk in peace with one another, giving all of our worries to God and knowing that He will take care of us.
Yes. Lord, thank you for this session, and please let our leaders understand that their leadership is a good thing and they should be using it for God, to teach our followers who might need to know more about you or want and long to know more about you. Please let our leaders not feel overpowered or feel like they have to be treated like you or like a God, and let our followers know that they're not any less than any leader, and that them following you makes them a follower. And please let our leaders and followers understand that when they're following in humility, that they know the difference between following in good humility and in bad humility, because there is a difference. And let all of our leaders and followers have peace and understand that when they take all their cares and put them to you, that they can have peace. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Journey. Hey, thank you. Wow, we do. We want to walk in authentic humility and not in false humility. Wow, that is so good. All right. Well, family, now it's your turn to discuss. Are you giving all your worries to God, understanding that He is going to take care of you? Giving all of your worries to Him, whether you're in a leadership or in a follower position. Understanding that if you are in a follower position, it takes great followership and humility for you to be raised up by God to be a good leader. So let's think about that. Let's ask God, where would he have us to be? Are we rightly aligned with Him in whatever position that we're in? And as we know, He will answer you. So we thank you. We love you, and we ask that you be blessed. Be safe, and we'll see you on the other side.